So this chapter is going to talk about toiling in Torah. Isa b'tanchuma, it says in Tanchuma Parshas Noach, k'al ha-Torah shebalpeh nemar, that on the oral Torah it is said, arucha me'eretz mida, u'rechava miniyam, that it is longer, its measurement is longer than the earth, and it is wider than the sea. And it says in the pasuk, "V'leitimtza be'eretz hachayim," and it will not be found in the land of life. My v'leitimtza be'eretz hachayim. What does that mean? It will not be found in the land of life. Chibaretz hamesim t'motze. Will a person find it in the land of death? Elosh leitimtza toreh shebal peh itlamish mevakish ani gadam hazeh. Rather, say Chazal, that you will not find Torah, Shebal Peh, you will not find the oral Torah by someone who seeks the pleasures of this world. Tai v'gedoy d'v'chavid, a great desire or honor.
Wait, so that means they will find Torah b'ksav?
Talked about Torah Shebal Peh. Possibly.
It's qualifying. So you must be qualifying it for a reason.
Right. Rather, you will find it by someone who kills himself for it. Because the Rebbeinu Shleidem only Hashem only made a covenant with Bnei Yisrael on Torah Shabbat Pesh. And as the Pasuk says, Ki al pi ha-dvarim ha-ela karati et chavris. Al pi is a reference to Torah Shabbat Pesh. Is through these words that I made a covenant. Zuhi Torah Shabbat Pesh. This is referring to Torah Shabbat Pesh. Yikosha l'lmoit. It is difficult to learn. Yesh bo tzar gadol, and there is a lot of pain involved in acquiring a knowledge of Torah Shebal Peh. She meshula lechayshach. Torah Shebal Peh is compared to darkness. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ha'am ha'hoilchem ba'chayshach ro'u or gadol. The nation that walks in darkness saw a great light. And the Gemara says, ilu balei Talmud. These are people that learn Gemara. Shadow or Godoil, and at the end they see a great light. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Meir and Ayim v'Isra v'Heter. Hashem illuminates their eyes to be able to know the difference between Isra and Heter, what is forbidden, what is permissible, but Tamei v'Torah, what is Tamei, what is Torah. Uda said Lavoi, and in the time to come, on them it is said, V'yayahavav k'tseis Hashem v'Shbubirosoi, that those who love Him will be compared to the sun in its might. The fisha ain't loymidaisa elamish oyeva kadosh baruch b'cholibay b'cholnafshe. The reason why people learn Torah Shabbat Peh are called a havav is because no one would learn Torah Shabbat Peh. Only one who loves Hashem with all their heart and all their soul b'chol ma'oday and with all of their possessions. Somebody who loves wealth and pleasure and a yachal lomay Torah Shabbat Peh cannot learn Torah Shabbat Peh. Fishyesh b'tzar gadol v'nidud shina, because it involves a lot of pain and loss of sleep. Yesh mevale u'menavel atzmai aleh, and one needs to wear himself and manavel means to disgust himself over it.
Debase.
Thank you. Debase himself over it. Thank you. Fikach matan zchora ba'olam haba. Therefore, its reward is in the world to come. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Al ma'ilchem b'chayshach, lo aygadol." A nation that walks in darkness will see a great light. This is referring to the light that was created on the first day. Shiganzai Kadosh Baruch Hu Amalei Teira Shalal Peh Yayim Uvalayla. Hashem hid it. Hashem concealed it for those who toil in Teira Shalal Peh during the day and during the night. Shabbos Kusan Ha'olam Ha'imed. Which in their merit the world stands. V'chulu Ad Kan. This was all the words of the Tanchuma. So Divrei Chazal Eilu, these words of Chazal, Hem Oir Goda, are themselves a great light. Me'irei Einayim, they illuminate the eyes, and Usam Chelev Amalei Torah Shabbat Peh, and they bring joy to the heart of those who toil on Torah Shabbat Peh. Ki Yeshchal Yigiyosam L'Amalei Torah, to know that there is a reward for their toil in Torah. Not sure what the difference is between Yegiyah and Amal. I think they're synonymous. Val Yodam Zoichen Lo Eraganas, and through the Torah Shabbat Peh, one merits the Eraganas, the concealed light, Shenignaz Namal Torah, that was concealed for the sake of those who toil on Torah. Divrei Chazal Eilu, these words of Chazal, Koivim Mamad Nizgov V'Iloi, these words of Chazal establish a tremendous standing place, a lofty place, B'miyuchad Amol Eterish Malpeh, specifically for those who toil on Torah Shabbat Peh. Well, Pizei Yesh Levayah Hadis B'Sfarim HaKadoshim. According to this, we can explain what is written in Sfarim HaKadoshim Sheminyan B'nei Yisrael, that the count of B'nei Yisrael Shishim Ribu is 600,000. V'chuvin Keneged Shishim Ribu Yoytzi Shem B'Torah, which corresponds to the 600,000 letters of the Torah. And to each and every Jew, there's a letter in the Torah that illuminates that person's neshama. Because asks in Nesiv Shalom, Shara Levim lo yaspag to b'sech b'nei Yisrael. The Levim were not counted among b'nei Yisrael, so the whole shevet of Levi is not included in the 600,000. The Loma ain't connected on Oisiyas HaTorah. Why aren't there any letters corresponding? And if there are only 600,000 letters in the Torah, then why aren't there any letters corresponding to Shevet Levi? Okay, I'll pay al dvarim. According to what we've said, Yashlemi, we can say Shalavim Hema Yisoyd Torah Shabbat Peh. Levim are the foundation of Torah Shabbat Peh. Ve'eino b'chlal oisis haTorah. They aren't included in the letters of the Torah Shabbat. Shezuma drege yoyser yelois, to be the foundation of Torah Shabbat Peh is a greater level than actually having a letter of the Torah corresponding to you. As it is written in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, Shekedushas HaGvil HaCholok Shebein HaOisius, that the Kedusha of the parchment, of the blank parchment that is in between the letters of the Torah, Gevoya Yoisim HaKedushas HaKsav, is a greater Kedusha than the Kedusha of the letters. Why? Because the blank parchment includes within it all of the letters, since it's a place that can have all of the letters written upon it, it includes within itself the kedusha of all the letters, whereas the letter itself only includes within itself its own letter. And this is the concept of the Levim, Shem Keneged Torah Shabbat Peh, they correspond to Torah Shabbat Peh, Shekedusha Salamalam, Kedusha Salasius, which its holiness is greater than the sanctity of the letters, the Koilelas HaKoil, and it encompasses everything. If one should call Rambam al Levim, Levim de HaTorah, as the Rambam writes on regarding the Levim and those who learn Torah, Sheneskachu Kodesh Kedoshim, that their Kedusha is holy of holies, v'hem chel Hashem, they are the army of Hashem. So basically what he's saying is that just like the parchment between the letters in the Torah Shebiksav, the parchment represents Torah Shebal Peh. because it is the parchment is the unsaid, is that is not written. And if the parchment of Torah Shebaktav is if that has more kedusha than the letters, then the same applies to Torah Shebaktav. And the Leviim, Shevet Levi, represents Torah Shebaktav. Bad kama wa amala shal Torah. And how great is the toil of Torah? Matzino Chazal. Chazal tells us Torah mateshes koyach shel adam. Torah weakens the strength of a person. Mashemafli v'tanchuma hanal, as the previous tanchuma mentioned, she koshel l'omay. It's difficult to learn. Yesh but tzar gadol v'nidu deishina. There's a lot of tzar and loss of sleep over it. Not only requires toil of the body, even concepts of the soul that are primi, they are the primizige concepts of the soul. So limsai about kinyan Torah, a person has to forfeit that for the sake of acquiring Torah, as I'll explain. Kimenuvas b'divrei ha-medrash, as it is hinted to in the words of the medrash, al pasuk by davar Hashem al Moshe b'midbar Sinai v'goymroi. Hashem spoke to Moshe b'midbar Sinai, mekan shonu chachamim. From here, chachamim learned v'gimel dvarim in the Torah. The Torah was given through three different things: ba'esh, ba'mayim, u'ba'midbar, with fire, water, and in the desert. Ba'esh b'nayim, with fire. Where do we see this? Shenemar, the pasuk says, ba'har Sinai, oshan kulay. Har Sinai was all full of smoke. U'ba'mayim, and water. Shenemar, gam shemayim notfu. The heavens were dripping. Gam ovim notfu mayim, and the clouds were dripping water. Another pshat says the Medrash, "Vadavra Shalom Moshe b'Midbar Sinai." Hashem spoke to Moshe b'Midbar Sinai. Says the Medrash, "Kol mi she'ino oisa atzmai k'midbar hefker." Someone who does not place oneself like a midbar, which is a hefker. Any yachalikness is a chachma, but Torah cannot acquire a chachma and Torah adkan dvarov. So now then, Siva Shalom is going to explain this medrash. Umarimas b'zeh al-gimel koiches nafshiyim kololiyim v'nefesh ha'adam. And this is referring to three strengths of the soul, three general strengths of the soul, that hamaniyim kolpu uloisav tchunas nafshay, that are the ones that control all of a person's actions and a person's nature. Koyach ha'esha v'adam, the koyach of fire in a person, memenai noivim and yanai kas, v'isragzus, that is from where a person's all concepts of anger come from. And the fire of desire comes from the koyach of esh of a person. The concept of water, the concept of loves and yearnings. The concept of the desert, that is the foundation of earth, which a person is made up of that as well. There comes depression, laziness, and loosening of the hands.
What does that mean?
I mean, just letting go of Torah. I think it's basically the same thing as atzlus. Bekinyan al Torah, for the acquisition of Torah, tzorach lahachnes as shleishis ha-yisoydis halalu l'kedusha. One has to include these three foundations of fire, water, and earth into Kedusha. Ha'esh tia la'esh kodesh, one has to transform their fire into a holy fire, asher tukad boy, that should burn within him, l'ashem l'tarosai, for Hashem and for his Torah. Hamayim, the water is habchu la'ahavas etchukas kedoshes, the water should be transformed into loves and yearnings that are holy. Hamidbar, and the foundation of earth is nafshay ka'ofer la'kol tia, a person should place himself like earth to everyone else. Sheyavke kol mehusay yashusay va'anoch yusay, a person should forfeit one's entire essence, their ego, v'yivatlim ka'ayin v'efes, the Torah Kedosh, and one should nullify them, nothing, like absolutely nothing, to the Torah Kedosh. Chen Amru Chazal, Chazal also say, into the Torah Miskayim, and the Mishamim is Atzmei Aleh, that the words of Torah cannot have an existence, only by a person that kills himself for it. Even though in the entire Torah we have a general rule, that a person has to live with the mitzvahs and not die because of the mitzvahs, and pikuach nefesh, saving one's life, pushes away all prohibitions of the Torah. So, uvachlal maybe it's atzmai, but here when it says that a person has to kill himself for it, hainashiyom is atzmi yusai. It means that a person has to forfeit one's self. Hayeshus va'anoich yeshabai, his ego and his I. V'chol sheshakuad atzmi yusai, because anyone who is sunk within his own self, who yesh nifrod, he is a separate entity. Such a person is unworthy of being connected to the Torah. As it says in the Gemara, the Torah only has an existence by someone who places himself as if he isn't. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, "Bachochma me ayin timotze." Wisdom could only come about through ayin, through nothingness. Oyim tzini v'chazal, chazal also. We also find a chazal b'miyatam moitzon. By who do you find Torah? B'mishem mesim atzma yarzori alvana v'al mebeisa ka'oriv. Only by someone who makes himself cruel to his children and family members, like a crow.
Why is that?
I'll explain in a moment.
I hope you're going to explain all that, aren't you?
Huh?
I hope you're going to explain all
that.
Yeah,
he'll explain.
No.
Crow
is
a bird.
Crow
is a bird,
yeah.
Those are mean birds.
Right. And the definition is not this to be understood in its simple meaning. There's nothing worse than cruelty. Just like Hashem is compassionate, after Rachum, we're also obligated to be compassionate. How is it possible to say that one should be cruel to his children or his family members? Rather, Chazal are talking about the great self-sacrifice that is necessary for Torah learning. That a person has to place himself as if he is cruel, meaning that even though the person's heart goes out of great compassion, one has to be able to conquer his as if he is cruel, with self-sacrifice for the sake of Torah learning. Now, I'm not sure exactly what he's saying, but it seems to be that he's saying that if one's Torah learning would mean that would result in one's family members having not being able to have all the luxuries of this world, even though the head of the household would love that his family members should have all, you know, if he'd be out there making a decent living, his family members would be able to benefit from all the pleasures of this world, and that's what he would want for his family members. Nevertheless, for the sake of Limud HaTorah, he places himself like an achzari on his family members, that they are going to have to do with less. And this is all more difficult than a physical self-sacrifice. All these different words of Chazal give us a picture until what point the person has to toil and toil. And the explanation of this is, it's kamoi shaadam yesh boi herakiv guf and neshama, just like a person is made up of a body and soul, uve histalkus an neshama in loishum chiyus, and when the neshama leaves the person is left without any life, kamoi chen so also, ha mitzvahs em tariyage vore vigide adam. The mitzvahs are the 613 limbs and sinews of man. Av la toira hi neshmasai, but the Torah is the neshama of man. Without learning and toiling in Torah, the person doesn't have not have the merit of existence. According to this, we can understand why the mitzvah of toiling in Torah is not mentioned in the Torah. We learn it from the words of the Nevi'im. It says, you should, a person should think about it day and night. The reason is because it is the concept of the soul. That the soul is always hidden from the naked eye. It's a spiritual essence that is very fine and concealed. I'll be right there, okay? Amolosh al Torah, the toil and Torah umikoy chiyusoi. Shel Yehudi, it is the source of life of a Jew in his Shmosai Haruchnis and his spiritual soul. L'chein Amru Chazal, therefore Chazal say, V'chein Paskin Amman Perigimel de Talmud Torah, and the Amman Paskin so, in Hilf of Talmud Torah, Ki Talmud Torah Shkudo Kinegit Kol Mitzvahs, that the Talmud Torah equals all Mitzvahs put together. Amru B'Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says, "Kol olam kulei and neshava ledover echad min haTorah." The whole world, is cannot compare to even one word of Torah. Chadomar, and the other opinion is, "I feel the kol haMitzvahs and all the mitzvahs put together in neshava ledover echad min haTorah does not equal one word of Torah." Ki b'chinas neshama, and the reason is because the Torah is the neshama of all the mitzvahs.
I have a lot of problems.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, on a private session.